The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
And welcome back, and we have Jonathan Gray here, probably the most important guest I have on the program any week. Now, we did cover geopolitical stuff and other scientific and wellness things, and they're all important, but more important is the destiny of not only the nation of America, but the whole world, and the destination of our souls. We are, in a sense, a being that's tripartite, but we're still one person. And I raised this question the other day with Tim Alexander, who was trained, actually, after his wife's death to become a kind of a, we call it a laity within the Catholic Church. And later, he, because of all of the pedophilia and homosexuality, he converted to Greek Orthodox. But I raised the question, and I challenge people to think about these things so they understand. Part of the reason why Jews don't accept Christianity is two parts. Number one, God he's actually got a really great sense of humor. God, if you actually discern the humor of God, his level of humor is so high. He said to Job, "My ways are higher than your ways," and his sense of humor is higher than ours. So he put the questions to a great extent, not complete, but to a great extent in the New Testament, and he put the answers in the Old, which is the people of the book, the Jews. He also told them the identity of the Messiah had to be the son of a Jewish, not just a Hebrew, but a Jewish man and a Jewish woman, but that his entire spirit, which it means Yeshua HaMashiach, means his soul, was the Holy Spirit, literally fused with the will of the Most High God, so from the moment of conception, he was God. Okay? He didn't need to have a cleansed mother that was free of original sin, which is kind of silly. And in fact, any Jew will tell you, if you go to a yeshiva in New York and New Jersey, they'll tell you, the reason why they don't consider Jesus a Messiah, not only they try to blame him for all the pogroms and destruction of the Jews, which are themselves in apostasy with the Sabbatean and the Babylonian Talmud and all the other garbage they've carried, which is why Jesus referred to them as the synagogue of Satan. But the fact is they didn't accept him because they knew even relatively marginal Jews, and I just talked to one of my buddies who's Jewish yesterday, and I'm evangelizing them about the nature of that the Messiah was Jesus, and he was God, but his flesh was fully man. And the problem is that they don't accept our Jesus because to them, he's a pagan Jesus. He's no different than Zeus, who's having sex with Europa and having a hybrid of God and man. By an act that, in fact, in ancient Israel, if you did it as a man to a woman, you'd be stoned to death. And we have a righteous God that's not going to do something that himself is perfectly righteous and perfectly kind and gracious, doing something that he himself, through his children, wouldn't allow. So if people don't understand this, that the Jews have the keys to the answers to the New Testament questions, but they also have the keys to understanding who Messiah is. And that wall has kept the house of Judah, the real Jews, and there are real Jews out there that we call Torah Jews, separate from the real Christians who understand that the feast day of the Sabbath is Saturday, because every day of the week our position with God is to rest in God every day, every moment. The only way we can actually be in God's will is to hear and do his will, to Shema. And those basic principles of the gospel, which is not a gospel of works or, you know, novenas or whatever the Catholic Church has preached in the past, but even now people say that if you're an overcomer, somehow you get special things, you're going to get raptured, but the non-overcomers, well, they're going to be left down here to become evangelists for the rest of the people on earth. That's hogwash. And that's why it's tied directly back to other heresies like the millennium, which is completely Masonic, and other garbage. And because of that, we're not simply being able to, not only says the gospel is first for the Jews. In other words, at the time of the end, God's already given a numerical number that one-third of Jews worldwide are going to convert and understand the nature of their real Messiah, who did come here 2,000 years ago, and he's coming back. And they don't understand that because to them, the Messiah we present to them is pagan. What do you think of that?
Well, they're confused in their assessment of the situation, Bill,
right.
And you've explained it rather well.
Right. So I want people to understand this, and the prophetic answers that you picked up in the book of Joel and elsewhere, and you've done probably the best academic and biblical eschatological analysis I've ever seen anybody do. You're not only a prophet, but a journalist of the highest order, and really I consider you have an apostolic mission to tell people the truth, which is why this is so important, because you deal with science and archaeology and history. You deal with the biblical interpretation of what words mean. You cross-index the Bible to interpret itself, like I would call like they look at the facets through a polarizing microscope as a gemologist. You look at the Bible as a self-interpreting, unlocking itself, literally. And, it says in the Bible, it says, I think in 2 Peter, says, no scripture is a private interpretation. What they're saying is, it's like a series of mathematical equations. You can't throw one scripture out and say, I don't want to accept that. The entire Bible interprets itself, so you don't really need to have any private interpretation at all, do you?
That's absolutely right. And it's so simple that any child can understand the basic principles and the truths in it. And
right.
Yet it taxes the ingenuity of the greatest philosophers who never get to the bottom of it.
The reason why they never get to it is because they're able to play with what I call their mental blocks and cognitive dissonance. One of the things that sets me aside, and I'm not special because my daughter with Down syndrome has the same capacity, people with Down syndrome and people like me who are logicians and can't deal with cognitive dissonance, I literally go crazy when somebody tells me something that doesn't fit with something else. I remember my Sister Marie Blackie in grade 1 raised a hand after she told a story to the children that little angels come down and get bodies and so on. And she said, Billy Deagle in the back. And I said, Sister Marie, what you've told the children is a figment of your productive imagination and you were full of rope. Billy Deagle, get out in the hall. So she fired me out in the hall and she strapped me until she was panting. And she said, is that enough, Billy? And I said, I don't know. Are you tired yet? Now, she remembered this when I was in fourth year medical school at the Halifax Infirmary Hospital. And by this time, she'd left the nunnery and had 5 children. I remember you, Billy Deagle. There's no one I've ever met like you. And again, people know that when they listen on the show. I am not capable of lying. I'm not. I'm totally fearless to tell the truth and get people like yourself where I consider what I call gemstones in this forest of human beings, because you're going to tell the truth, which sets people free. There's no truth which is astronomical, chemical, physiochemical, biophotonic, toxicological, religious. There's only one truth, not different truths or different perspectives on the truth. And the problem is, if you don't have a proper understanding of the truth, which can set you free, the gospel is actually very simple. I don't think the gospel, the fullness of the gospel, has been preached to the whole world. I do, you don't. I think what's happened is a perversion of the gospel has been preached as a form of paganism, where even when the early Protestant church started to leave and got rid of the, what they call indulgences, which is pretty horrendous, and the idea of a spirit prison or purgatory, which is completely pagan, and of course the descent of the demigoddess of Mary, which is an archetype of Semiramis and the Osiris, her son, or otherwise known as Apollo. I mean, people need to start grasping that we've been caught in a web of lies, even those that are sincere in their heart, because they're not led by real leaders that have a full understanding of the truth, which is a prophetic calling, and the Word of God speaks to our hearts because we really are concerned that we don't want our brothers and sisters not just to die and suffer, but to go to the place of annihilation, which, by the way, you don't go to eternal hell. You go to eternal annihilation alone. You don't go to a place of eternal suffering where it's a party like Flip Wilson or Sammy Davis Jr. running around in your red suit with a tail. No, no. You go into annihilation, fading into nothingness forever, separated from the Creator God, which is already unplugging you from the source of all reality. That's how evil this is. And Satan's plan is to abort the human race. And which the abortion is arriving shortly. This gate called the Palmyra Gate that they're going to have up next week is a 13 days of Beltane. It starts off with the feast of Baal, and it ends with the feast of Moloch. And it says in the book of Genesis, thou shalt not let thy children walk through the fires for Moloch or Baal. So I asked God, I said, how can I go and tell the people the truth in this? So many years ago, 1999, in early 2000, I was going to the Church of Spirit, Spirit-filled Church in Minnesota, just outside Burns. And they told me, God told me what to say. When I come back, I'll tell you that, because it's important as I lay out the groundwork of your talk and your videos, because people need to know This is the time of the end. This is not a maybe warm-up. This is not a, oh, it's decades away. No, we're in it. And what your DVDs are so important, people need to grasp, this is the third jihad, the third woe. We are there for in the end of the game.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
December 7, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back. So to finish off that vision, it's really important before we lay this groundwork is I asked God, before I went to these churches, I said, what do I say to the people when I'm traveling around the 42 cities in Israel back in 1999 with the Prophecy Club? And God, and I had the standing vision, and I'm standing there, in a lower area with the tent meeting in a higher area at the time when the Israelites were wandering in the desert. And I could hear the Hebrew, but I could literally understand it in English. And as I was shown in the vision there, standing vision, so it's all around me, I looked over and the men came to Moses and said, "Will you please ask God to stop speaking to our wives? They're begging us from the pillar of fire by night and the pillar of smoke by day, because we fear his voice and we will treat you as if you are God, because we know God speaks to you audibly." And Moses said, and he rent his clothes, he says, "I can smell you cooking sweetbreads to the Queen of Heaven." And in the corner of these tents, which look like animal skin stretched over like a dome, they had a clay oven, and they're making like, looks like gingerbread men, little boys and girls, because 9 months earlier they'd had lascivious sex with someone other than their husband, and they were going to sacrifice babies if they had them, or a proxy, which is a sweetbread to the Queen of Heaven, which is like Ashtoreth, which is, by the way, the six-pointed star, which is the star that they call the Star of David, which, by the way, was not the Star of David. It's the star of a Babylonian, a Canaanite fertility goddess. It's a god of human sacrifice of children on the arms of Moloch and Baal. Now, next week, in London and England, they have a digital copy of this of the Baal Gate in Palmyra, which, by the way, the Syrians just took back over again with the Peshmerga forces, the Kurds. And they're going to literally put a digital copy of this in 1,000 cities over 13 days of the Beltane, from the Feast of Baal, which is a fertility god. Another one of the names, by the way, the ineffable name of the 17th York Rite of Masonry is Yabalon, Yahweh the Creator God, by Baal the fertility god, and Osiris the resurrected god from the underworld. Two of those three names, by the way, are names for Satan. And I understood then that people want to keep God at a distance. They don't want to hear God's will and do it, either in dreams or visions or a personal relationship or prayer. So the original sin that Adam and Eve did was simply to not pray in the garden and ask for God's will. They figured, "We got it, God. Satan's already talked to us, and we're smart enough now. You created us really good. Leave us alone. We got it. We got this, God." The "we got this, God" attitude is why we have a society now that's going to hell in a handcart. Why is relativistic morality, while sexual orientation is over the top, where there's no talk about pollution or Fukushima, while our education system and our churches are, like Tex Mars says, churches gone wild. And if you talk to any Jew, as you mentioned, even if they're just marginal, the few little things they have in the Old Testament, because they don't believe in changing a jot or tittle of it, they don't understand the book, because it's the answers to questions that are in the New Testament. They don't recognize their own Messiah, who's Jewish, because they look on us as so-called Christians teaching them a pagan version of Jesus, which is not true. Because when Constantine had his deathbed conversion, he was a pagan right to his last breath. People need to understand that. And so is the pagan Catholic Church, and many of the violations and we call the apostasy has been carried on through the so-called Christian Church, which is why we need to clean up our act in order for us to get our garments clean for the time of the end. This is the time to get our garments white as wool instead of full of crimson with sin. Sin means separation from God. So your revelations about the three woes is so important. So let's get into that now. Because if people don't understand that God is trying to speak to us, both as journalists and as prophetically, to warn us, there's no more time now. Grace is almost over, isn't it?
Oh, yes. It's closer than most people can understand.
Right.
Now, the message of the three woes, Bill, as you know, is a message to people who did know God but have turned away from him.
Right.
And the purpose of these three stages of history, three times in history there have been, we're in the third one now, where the whole Christian world has him on their lips, but their heart is far from him.
Right.
And the woes are to wake up people so that they will listen to God speaking to them and get them to the stage where, as God did with Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden, he threw them out of the garden, not because he hated them. They had not repented. They were blaming each other. Eve right. blamed the serpent, Adam blamed Eve. There was no repentance. There was no turning from their attitude.
Right.
And so he had to send them out of the garden where life would become tougher and eventually they would be saved. And Adam and Eve eventually did repent, but not until they, first of all, had to suffer a chastisement outside
right.
the garden.
Exactly.
And And this is how God's people are today. Human nature is the same. Unless we repent, God will allow things to come upon us. And the third great punishment is the third woe, which the right. Muslims are calling the third jihad, which they're giving against Christianity. But it's not true Christianity. It's apostate Christianity that's turned its back on God.
Right. And it's interesting to know that the seeking of Muhammad was originally to try to reverse apostasy in the Catholic Church at the time, and the Jews at the time that were Sabbatinian, Babylonian wizards and warlocks. And it got perverted because they got supported by the Catholic Church, and when they did the jihads, literally it's in the Satanic Letters by Salman Rushdie, who got a fatwa put on him in Britain. The fact is, he got used as a tool of the Catholics, but later a tool of Satan, to bring in a satanic pseudo-religion, which is primarily a total control system for your life. And Muhammad's original intention when he started all this was actually to try to reverse the apostasy in the Catholic Church and the Jews. Believe it or not. But you don't hear about this talk either by the imams or by the Christians at all. They don't want to hear the fact that this boy who had a seizure disorder got befriended by Catholics and brought in and supported militarily and otherwise by the Catholic Church, but when they turned on them and wouldn't give them the holy places and the Temple Mount and Jerusalem, they started the Crusades. So the fact is, that's why the same people, the Jesuits, which are the same monsters that were in the original Catholic Church, are now pushing Chrislam to form a new alliance to subjugate the world to Islam and then to get rid of Islam. That's their plan.
That's the plan, yes. And the prophecy says they're going to come against professed people who say they worship God but have turned away from him.
Right.
And this is, we have historical precedence, and it's interesting that the scripture itself says what has been before will happen again. History
right.
does repeat itself. And in the first woe, the same thing happened with the second woe, and now it's just getting set for the third woe, which is about to burst upon the world.
Well, one of the most important things that you brought out is that the tonsure, which is the symbol of that they're sun worshippers in the Catholic Church, which is where the hair was cut off, was a sun worshipper thing. And most people aren't aware of this, but the Muslims still are Sabbath keepers. And so when they look at Christians that are not Sabbath keepers, they know that they're pagans. They know they're sun worshippers. And people don't understand the Sabbath is the core of having a relationship with God, not just on one day of the week, but at every day and every breath and every heartbeat. And because of that, they know if you don't keep just not only the Sabbath day, but the Sabbath relationship with God, you do not have a relationship with God. And even though they're perverted and they're used as a tool of Satan, they have this truth in them. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
So God's using Islam as a weapon, a punishment against us, because we do not keep not only a Sabbath day, but a Sabbath relationship with God.
And he calls it his army. He says, it's my army.
Exactly. Crazy.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
If you want to raise the next generation of patriot leaders, take a look at Freedom Project Academy, a Judeo-Christian online school for kindergarten through high school. No common core teaching methods or high-stakes testing. Freedom Project Academy is government-free, doesn't accept any government funding, and is a fully accredited private school. All classes are taught live online with real teachers across the country. Open enrollment runs March through July, but classes fill up quickly. Check them out at fpeusa.org. That's fpeusa.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
In all these places, on July 10th, 1994, I walked through the same facilities taken to me by the angel. And the actual source and simple note of the mark. Schriever Air Force Base, Falcon, Colorado. Yeah. Welcome back. So, Jonathan, please continue. Your DVD set is the most energizing, the most clear, the most amazing documentary I've ever seen in anything. I tell people you've got to get this documentary. You have a link directly on your beforeus.com. We also have a link over at Clay and Arm. But go to your site, get all the other books, like The Sting of the Scorpion, many other books and other topics, because you analyze science, the Bible. You show that there's no wall between scientific and archaeological fact and the biblical truth. And when you light up the scriptures in your analysis of the various signs of the third jihad, which, by the way, the Muslims preach exactly the same thing. They think the third jihad is their calling to set up the Mahdi. I mean, this is not something that Muslims would even argue with you. They actually would agree with your video, wouldn't they?
Oh, yes, they would. They recognize that this is their time. This is the time that they're being called to take the world for Allah.
Right, right.
Now, an interesting thing is that as we go to the prophecy of Daniel 11, Bill, we see that this whole prophecy has step by step been following and reaching its fulfillment year by year. And we're now at the stage near the end of the chapter, Daniel 11:44. Has already occurred, but it looks like it's going to be repeated now as we unite the second woe with the third woe. In other words, where the second woe ends, the third woe begins. And this prophecy actually speaks of the Muslim power called the King of the North, who is going to have a conflict in the Middle East with a power to the north of it and the east of it. Now, right. the power to the north of the Muslim caliphate plan is Russia. Russia actually is north of Turkey. Turkey is the seat of the coming caliphate.
Right.
And north of there is Russia, and east of it is Iran. Now, the prophecy actually says there's going to be a new development in the conflict with Russia and Iran forming alliance against Turkey, against the Sunni factions.
Exactly.
Now, the prophecy says that tidings out of the east, that's Iran, and out of the north, Russia, shall trouble him. Now, Russia is already troubling Turkey, and Russian airplanes have repeatedly violated Turkish airspace. Now, remember this, that Russia has always wanted Istanbul. Used to be called Constantinople.
Right.
The seat of government of the previous Ottoman Empire and the initial seat of government of the coming Ottoman Empire. Russia's wanted this area for centuries, and now she's beginning to make her power play for control of the area. Now, ISIS still claims to be the legitimate caliphate, but we need to understand that the relationship between ISIS and Turkey. Now, something worse than ISIS is coming. ISIS has taken center stage in the global effort to establish Islamic supremacy. It surpassed Al-Qaeda and Hamas in prominence. But what if a force is coming that's going to dwarf this self-declared ISIS?
Right.
Now, ISIS can be seen as simply a tool for the neo-Ottoman pretensions of Turkey, a power that will eventually surpass all of them.
Right.
Turkey is using ISIS to prepare the geopolitical groundwork for Turkish control of the entire region.
Right.
And so, it's allowing ISIS to do its dirty work in its backyard, using them in the war against Assad, the Kurds, and Iran.
Right.
But when the time comes, he will dispose of ISIS, or allow others to do so, and will then step forward as a far more appealing caliph. Americans should not underestimate the hunger of the Sunni Muslims of Turkey and the Middle East for a reconstituted caliphate under Islamic law.
Exactly.
The people clearly want a caliphate. The people clearly want Islamic law.
Right.
But they do not want it. Yeah, go ahead.
But they have their status right now as a strong affiliate of the European Union. And to me, the deal they've made where they paid $2.6 billion just to start taking people out of Greece and other places in Europe back to Turkey, they started this last week, is one of the signs that they're going to get special relationship and membership in the European Union, and they're going to dump in millions. We could see as much as, in the next, say, few years, 100 million people migrating into Europe from all over the Mideast, North Africa, etc., all the way to Malaysia, migrating in for benefits that are given literally carte blanche to all these migrants, and Europe could come as easily in the next few years as being completely under control of the caliphate in Istanbul and under the control of Islam, Sunni Islam. That could happen right away, immediately.
Yes, you're right, I'd like to give it the title of Eurabia.
I love that.
Anyway, the people want
Eurabia.
Turkey.
That's good. You're funny. Yeah, it's coming. The fertility rate. I had actually on my program yesterday from the Netherlands. One of our ladies, actually, I'll be on her show, that asked about GBH, which is a date rape drug that's a plague in the Netherlands. And she said the fertility rate is so low now; it's down to 1.3 to 1.4, and the normal to sustain is like 2.1 in order to sustain the population. The fertility rate among Muslims is 3.4. And with the migration added on top of that, Europe is doomed. Europe is doomed. It's a matter of Kurt Wilders, which is one of the guys on your program, talks about this, and Americans don't get it. And Obama just sits there with his neurolinguistic program and moving very methodically like a hypnotist to hypnotize like a snake charmer. The stupid population thinking what he's doing is kind. I saw a little ad that says, you know, the situation in North America was the bad immigration policies of the native Indians. And that's a little play on it because they didn't have an immigration policy. But what's happening right now on purpose is to destroy the nation state of America and Western nations like Australia. The Aussies are getting really upset. But they were disarmed more than a decade ago, where they literally had giant piles of their guns. They've already been disarmed. If they try that in America, there'll be a hot revolution immediately. Hot.
Oh, yes. Yes. Oh, the most exciting days are almost upon us, Bill, this world has ever seen.
Yeah.
And just to complete the picture here with Turkey and Russia and Iran, and I agree with you, Turkey is going to help a flood of migrants coming into Europe that will just take over Europe. Europe will never be what it's been in the past.
No, it'll be wiped out. By the way, our imaging system for a long-range targeting of nuclear missiles is shared with the European Space Agency. We started this process 5 years ago. I think it was a bad idea years ago to maybe share it with any other country, but the European Space Agency has made a lot of advances, so they've literally tied even our imaging system for military satellites and for targeting technology, even for our submarine-launched ballistic missiles and so on. So if in the next 5 years Islam takes over Europe, we're completely shackled and tied to an Islamic superstate, which, by the way, with its full population, will be almost 600 million if another 100 million Muslims come into the country. It'll be double the population of America with as or more advanced technology, including nuclear missiles. And if you add all the nuclear missiles of all the sub-states of Europe, it equals or exceeds America already. People don't know that, do they?
No. And Europe, instead of being an ally of America,
will be an enemy.
It'll be an enemy with enormous power.
And direct connections to our space-based weapon systems and U.S. Space Shield, which includes THAAD or Theater of Defense, and our interferometry fields at high altitude in the upper troposphere. People don't know the danger, do they? They don't know.
Meanwhile, we've got Turkey rising, putting itself forward as a far more appealing alternative than ISIS, but getting rid of ISIS when the time is right and taking over. Now, in this multiple-level chess match of Middle Eastern politics, largely Shiite Iran is moving to aggressively counter the bids by the Sunni powers represented by Turkey and its allies.
Exactly.
To control the region.
Exactly.
And the Shiite forces, including those of the Iranian regime, are driven by apocalyptic beliefs that this is the
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Yeah, crazy. So, Jonathan, how do they obtain your amazing DVD set? They go to your website, beforeus.com. And you've got many, many things there. You have also, besides that, an additional DVD. You can give the title of that and five other e-books. Let's run through that, please.
Yeah. Okay. The easiest place to get the set of four DVDs is to go to beforeus.com, look at the very top of the page, the first page, the pink box on the left-hand side at the top, and click on the Vatican, Islam, and Jerusalem, and that'll lead right through to how to get the DVDs.
Right.
And then with those DVDs, I'm giving away seven or eight bonuses, so that eight bonuses altogether, so that they can get more than they're expecting. And it's all described on the website, Bill. I think we'll just leave that part of it there. But they get not only the four DVDs, they also get eight bonuses.
Right, I just give the titles of the DVDs because these are amazing. Number one, The Invasion of America, Europe, and Australia. Number two, Why the Vatican Created Islam. Number three, The Coming Muslim Empire in Israel. And number four, World War III and How to Survive. One of the things that so-called Christians and people who believe in what I call dispensationalism, which is evil, is that Israel can't fall. It won't fall to Islam, or there won't be a Muslim caliphate with them taking over Jerusalem. Every one of these Muslims that want to set up a caliphate, whether they're Sunni or Shiite, want Jerusalem, and the place where they set up their final caliphate is not going to be in Constantinople. It'll be in Jerusalem, won't it?
That is right. And Bible prophecy says so very, very clearly.
Right.
Maybe we'll just go into that very quickly here.
You're right.
Now, there is going to be a setting up of the caliphate, which will be the revived Ottoman Empire in Turkey. And the prophecy actually does say, with great fury, she will go out to destroy and utterly make away many. And Turkey has the power, Islam Turkey has the power and is insane enough to do this.
Right.
Now, Jeremiah 49:37 also says that God will cause Elam, that's Iran, to be dismayed before their enemies. This suggests that the Sunni powers of Turkey are going to eliminate the Shiite power to cleanse their religion in preparation for the forming of the caliphate.
Right.
You've got a multi-level chess match going on here, but right. One unseen power behind the scenes that's pulling the strings is the papacy all the way from Rome.
Right.
And the papacy ultimately wants Jerusalem for her prize because she plans that to once more rule the world, but from there.
Right.
And that was the fundamental reason she created Islam in the first place.
Right.
But getting back to the third caliphate, when this caliphate is finally formed, and that looks to be very soon, then that power will move its seat of government to Jerusalem. They're claiming that this is their desire. The Muslims all over the Middle East are saying Jerusalem is going to be our capital. They've got their eyes on it. And Bible prophecy says they will set up their seat of government in Jerusalem, between the Mediterranean Sea and the Dead Sea, up in the mountainous area where Jerusalem is. That's going to be the seat of government for the whole world, ruled from Islam. That's their aim.
Wow. Now, the name Jerusalem, let's go into the ontogeny of the name. The original city was not Jerusalem, but Salem.
Salem,
yes. Isn't that interesting? Now, what does Salem mean? What's the ancient Hebrew name of what Salem means?
It has to do with peace. City of peace.
City of peace. And Jerusalem means the city of peace.
Yes,
so
it does.
In order for them to bring take peace away from the earth, they have to take away the city of peace.
That's right. And so the revived Ottoman Empire comes down to Jerusalem. The nation of Israel, the state of Israel, will be totally eliminated, and Jerusalem becomes the headquarters of the new caliphate, which then sets out to declare war upon the whole world. Now, you'll find that there are thousands and thousands of Islamic men already waiting with their weapons inside the United States, for example.
Yeah,
all
there's
they
hundreds
have to
of thousands.
Do, yes, hundreds yeah. of thousands. In fact, there are millions of the Islamics in the United States, but hundreds of thousands of them are already armed with weapons, waiting for the call to come from the caliphate when it's formed.
Yeah, so even if all immigration from Muslim countries stopped inside America, whether they've got green cards or they're American-born, 72% of the mosques are radicalized. Many of them are highly educated, like engineers like Anwar al-Awlaki, which recently was taken out by a missile. The fact is that with the 72 radicalized mosques, the beaten down regular Muslims won't oppose them because they're so beaten down by the very nature of Sharia law and Islam, they're not going to oppose the extreme elements, which may only be 1%. So what's going to happen in America? And I expect to see this terrorism happen before the election day. I expect Obama to preside over it and try to get a bipartisan domestic security bill. I'm predicting this. I'm not prophesying. I'm predicting it. I'm predicting it. Yeah, this is a very likely probability.
Yes, and I would not be surprised if the election is cancelled. Obama,
not at all.
Obama will decide to stay in power indefinitely, and this could be martial law in Poland.
Well, in fact, if there's a bipartisan domestic security bill, you'll have to take your papers, please. Most people don't realize that all you have to do is mandate that people have to have their cell phone with them. As they say, to force the mark, you don't just have to have a tattoo on you or an implanted chip. You just have to have mandatory Velcro to your cell phone.
We see Bible prophecy coming to a head. As a matter of fact, Bill, there have never been so many pieces that are prophesied in the Bible. There have never been so many pieces ready to move together as right now.
Right. Now, for those people that dispute this, they're agnostics, they're taught by some other eschatology in their church. There are several heresies that need to be dealt with. There is no such thing as a millennium. When it says in the book of Daniel, when the stone cut out with those hands, which is Yeshua, strikes a statue of clay and iron, it shall be blown away and shall never rise again. There is no such... We've had a double millennium, two millennia of grace that God's given us before he brings judgment. And this year, which is the Jubilee year, is the 120th Jubilee or Shemitah year since the birth of Adam on the Feast of Sukkot. It's almost certain from biblical research that Sukkot was also the birth date in the fall, early fall of Yeshua Jesus. It's a Feast of Tabernacles or Sukkot, where the Sukkah, what they call the Sukkah of David, where they have these Sukkah where they live in these little homes outside the temple, basically with the Ulav and the Etrog, etc. And they have these all of these branches that they did when they you know, worshipped the fact that Jesus was coming in on a donkey into Jerusalem because they knew Messiah was coming. They accepted him, but then they rejected him. But most people don't realize that most of the early Christians were all Jews. They're all Hebrews. They don't know that, do they? They don't realize that the what's going on right now is the gospel is going to be given back to the Jews. They're going to have this, but they're going to be encompassed around. We have Barry Tarmish, who I know is on your videos. Barry says, absolutely, Israel's finished. It's done. And a globalist is running it. You know, Netanyahu, he's a CFR member, just like the wife of Lion Ted Cruz, Heidi Cruz. Do you understand this out there, people? Ted is not an alternative to Donald Trump. He's not an alternative to Bernie Sanders. So what we're dealing with is a situation where the only one who can do something right in this situation, the only one, is Donald Trump. That's it. And if we don't get Donald Trump, or they try to run a third party and he doesn't become president, God help us, because full judgment's coming on America real fast. Financial collapse, totalitarian state, economic devastation, open borders, massive increase in Islam, and basically we call Sharia-compliant education and talk, for example, talk radio and television. You won't be able to say anything against Muhammad. If you do, you'll be fined and or jailed. Okay? This is happening in France, where one of the senior politicians in France recently criticized Islam after the Paris bombings, and they actually filed suit against her to potentially put her in jail for making comments against Islam. Okay?
This is coming.
Yeah, this is coming. And you people out there that think you know better, you don't. You don't know better. And I challenge you, if you think you know better, to call them to the show and have the guts to actually challenge us. Fact is, Jonathan, you have better facts and better analysis of the biblical prophecies. And we're not hearing someone minor. We're hearing God speaking through the Bible and speaking through you, which analyzes, interprets. It says, close up and seal the words to the time of the end. Well, guess what? You're the unsealer of God of these words. God help us. Again, go to beforeus.com, get these videos, find out what's going on. As I say, repent, O America. I'll read the last few words of this. This is what the Sovereign Lord says. Go forth once more to a hard and arrogant people, a righteous people, full purpose and plans, with my murder on the lips, but a curse in their hearts. Turn you sheep from the pathway that leads to destruction and become my people again. Then I will heal your land and set my tent over you, and you will be my bride. But if you do not soon turn, then in the day of my wrath I will set my face against you, and you will only be a whisper in the darkness, O America. It's coming, people. If you think we're making it up, repent, repent, O America and world, for judgment is at the doors.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now, for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Attention NutriMedical listeners. When you're on the road or have limited data or Wi-Fi, now you can listen to NutriMedical unfiltered and untapped at no extra charge on this non-federal phone number. 1-605-477-3248. Try it now to listen to NutriMedical 24-7 at no extra cost or data charges. These are not on federal lines. These are lines located on Indian reservations off the grid. Call 1-605-477-3248. No smartphones or internet needed. To hear NutriMedical untapped and off the grid, just call 1-605-477-3248.
When Dr. Lane Sebring appeared on Fox News and claimed that he could give seniors a second shot at youth, viewers were highly skeptical. But then they saw the proof. Despite being 61 years old, Dr. Sebring is still competing in martial arts competitions against guys half his age and winning. But what's even more remarkable are his lab tests that back it all up. His blood pressure checks in at a healthy 110 over 78, and his blood sugar never jumps above 70. So what's his secret? Sebring has been using a powerful green drink that he personally formed called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens was originally created to help older guys in the military who are dealing with achy joints and stiff muscles. And for a limited time, Dr. Sebring is letting you try the drink absolutely free. All he asks is that you chip in a few bucks to help cover shipping. To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. 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 www.AbbottAndCostello.com.